Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm John Batchel with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, a European. Very helpful, because addressing Europe in this matter of the Ukraine conflict with Russia, what we're told so far is the negotiations for a possible end or diminution or in some fashion transformation of the war fighting involves Moscow and Washington. I don't hear Brussels at the table, nor do I hear Brussels proposed at the table. That would be NATO and the EU. I do see, however, there are some things to note out of the EU. For example, there's a new government forming in Germany, a very powerful state that must be part of the EU-NATO conversation in Ukraine eventually or now, or it can't. Europe can't go forward without Germany. So Friedrich Merz, a non-politician who's suddenly the chancellor of all Germany, taking office in May, has said that he will permit the shipping of Taurus missiles. That's a cruise missile with a range of about 300 either kilometers or miles. I get confused. But in any event, it's similar to missiles that Ukraine already has. He will permit that to go to Ukraine. That is a change of weather in Germany over the Olaf Scholz socialist Democratic-led coalition. Anatole, is that significant that Merz is more disposed towards the hawkish side of the conflict?
Well, yes, it is quite significant. And, I mean, it will bolster the hardline positions within Europe as a whole, within the EU and NATO. But, I mean, the EU and NATO are countries, will have to be brought in to the peace process, when that process is much closer to a conclusion, because, of course, the issue of a lifting or suspension of sanctions against Russia will be critical, and the question of what to do with the Russian assets that the European Union has seized. But, I mean, at present, I was talking to somebody from a German think tank and another NATO figure yesterday, and there is simply no serious thought being given in Europe to what a settlement might actually look like. I mean, you have these very hard line and frankly impossible statements from Kaja Kallas, the EU foreign policy chief, which in private, many European diplomats will dismiss, but nobody has actually come out to say that they're not going to happen. And the general mantra is, this is up to the Ukrainians to decide. Well, my own view is that, for obvious internal political reasons, it's actually impossible for Zelensky to present a serious peace plan of his own, because his hardliners at home would go crazy. I mean, the Ukraine peace plan has to come from outside Ukraine, and then Zelensky can say, well, I have no choice but to accept this. But that is not a point of thinking to which the EU has come yet. So it seems to me that if my interlocutors are correct, for a long time to come, these are negotiations that will have to take place between Washington and Moscow. And then, Brussels and Kiev will be briefed on the results or non-results.
It would be human nature to resent the fact that the EU and NATO are not at the table, given their contributions to the conflict. And is there voiced resentment that they have to learn what's going on secondhand and can't entirely trust the results?
Well, there's tremendous resentment, of course. But look, let's face it. I mean, this has always been true. I mean, during the Kosovo War, which is supposedly a NATO operation, the only NATO country that the US briefed about what it was doing was Britain. Nobody else, not the French, nor the Germans, nor the NATO Secretariat, was told at all by America. So, Europeans should have got used to this by now. But I think, the other point, unfortunately, as I said, is that, if the Europeans, well, of course, you know, we say the EU, but the EU has, what is it, 27 countries in it now? I mean, some of which disagree very profoundly about what's going on. You know, if you take Italy and Spain, you know, for example, let alone Hungary and Slovakia. And so, you know, it's not actually possible for the EU to come together behind any kind of concrete plan. And frankly, there's not much point in inviting Kaja Kallas to a summit or discussions or negotiations if all she's going to do is repeat that, you know, in any peace settlement, Russia can withdraw completely from the territory of Ukraine that it's occupied. Well, I mean, that's simply not going to happen. But just as, you know, it's as impossible as Ukraine agreeing to withdraw from, you know, the territory that it still holds. So I'm afraid that the Europeans don't actually have anything serious to bring to the table at present. Later, they will have to be involved.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.